Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 15th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Verge's sources say Microsoft is testing a web-based version of its xCloud game streaming service for Chromium browsers ahead of a public preview. Microsoft plans to bundle this into PC versions of the Xbox app on Windows 10, and a browser-based version would also open the service for use on Apple devices. Google confirmed that more than 100 new games will come to the Stadia store in 2021. The company said this will include titles across genres from both large studios and smaller indie developers. India no longer requires local firms to obtain a license or other permission to collect, generate, store, or share geospatial data of the country, now also providing access to Indian ground stations for real-time positioning and street view surveys. Foreign firms can license API access to geospatial data from local firms, but cannot reuse or resell the data. Billionaire executive and artist Jay-Z and Twitter and Square CEO Jack Dorsey announced the creation of an endowment to develop Bitcoin in India and African countries. 500 Bitcoin, currently worth about $23.6 million, will be set up as a blind, irrevocable trust called B-Trust. Three board members will be hired and given independence to pursue the goal of making Bitcoin the internet's currency. The car maker Jaguar announced that it will only produce all-electric vehicles under the Jaguar brand by 2025. In 2024, its Land Rover brand will introduce six all-electric models under that nameplate over the next 5 years, with plans for 60% of vehicles sold to be all-electric by 2030, with all vehicle models available with electric-only versions by that time as well. Bloomberg sources say ByteDance is in talks to sell its Indian TikTok operations to the Indian mobile content platform Glance. TikTok was banned in India last year, and any deal would require user data and TikTok infrastructure to remain in India to obtain government approval. Uber circulated a white paper to EU competition chief Marguerite Vestager and other officials outlining a framework to provide some protections and benefits to European gig workers without reclassifying them as employees, similar to California's Prop 22. This comes ahead of a planned review by the European Commission on February 24th, which aims to lay the groundwork for regulations of gig economy platforms. The U.S. House Financial Services Committee will hold a virtual hearing on February 18th to look at the sudden surge in GameStop share prices. Robinhood CEO Vlad Tenev, Reddit CEO and co-founder Steve Huffman, and YouTube streamer Keith Gill, known as Roaring Kitty, are listed as witnesses. Samsung announced the Galaxy F62 phone with a 6.7-inch 1080p OLED display, a large 7,000 mAh battery, 128 GB of expandable storage, and the Exynos 9825 system on a chip. It comes with either 6 or 8 GB of memory, starting at 23,999 rupees, or about $330, available in India on February 22nd. In 2018, the Dutch physicist and Microsoft employee Leo Cohenhoven published evidence claiming to have found the Majorana fermion particle, which Microsoft hoped to use to build a quantum computer. Late last month, Cohen Hoven and 21 co-authors published a paper with further data showing they did not in fact find the particle, citing technical errors, with some researchers saying the initial paper left out data points that undermined the claims. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise is readying the Spaceborne Computer 2 for the International Space Station. It'll be linked to Microsoft's Azure Cloud through NASA and HPE ground stations, so the ISS will have more data processing power and better connections with Earth than ever before. The first-gen HPE Spaceborne computer, then still a proof of concept, traveled to ISS in 2017 and then back to Earth in 2019. And finally, France's finance ministry announced Google Ireland and Google France agreed to pay a 1.1 million euro fine after a probe found Google's hotel rankings could be misleading to consumers. Google amended its hotel ranking model in September 2019 to resolve the issue. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.